5:48 on this Friday afternoon. Good afternoon, I'm Jill Dittmeyer, and as you cruise home from work or out and about tonight, guess what has landed here at 1630 North Meridian? The Yacht Rock Review. Coming to you live from our small studios, we have the seven guys from Atlanta. Welcome, all of you.
Great to be here.
And it's too bad we don't have visuals going with this right now, because they are all decked out in their 70s garb, which is part of the whole theme here. As Nick Nespajani, you're kind of the spokesman for the group at the moment. Tell us a little bit about where you guys all started from. Five of you are alumni from IU.
Five Hoosiers in the group. I want to give a shout out to all my homies from Columbus East, Columbus North, Carmel High School. We've got graduates from all three of those schools here in the band. We kind of started a band at IU, moved down to Atlanta, hit on this smooth 70s thing. The rest is history, herstory, as they say.
Well, but yacht rock is kind of it's not always looked on as a thing to have, is it? A headline. The yacht rock era was not looked on upon well in the musical genre, I guess.
You know, I think you could say that 10 years ago, that it was maybe maligned and people made fun of these songs, but it has really made a comeback. If you look at the popularity of Hall & Oates and them being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and that music has lasted in a way that I think people didn't really expect it to, and that we owe a lot of our popularity to that.
Well, and you guys really turn it around and give an awesome show. And you're at the Vogue tonight. Probably going to be standing room only for those of you out there. But let's give people a little hint of what they're going to hear. What are you going to play for us?
This one goes out to everyone out there having an afternoon delight while listening to public radio.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to find my people, going to hold too tight, going to grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, it's right. Why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night, when everything's a little clearer in the light of day? And you know the night is always gonna be there anyway. Thinking I'm just working up my appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together makes the sparks ignite, and the thought of loving you is getting so excited. Sky rockets in flight, afternoon delight. Caught the dead and bite, but you got some beta waiting, and I think I might try have a be a little afternoon delight. Sky rockets in flight, afternoon delight. Sticks and stones together makes the sparks ignite, and the thought of loving you is getting so excited. Sky rockets in flight, afternoon delight. Delight.
Yay. And we have to let everybody know you guys are playing unplugged for us right now, but you'll be plugged in later tonight, right?
Absolutely.
Lots of electricity.
Oh, yeah.
In more ways
more
than one, I think.
Oh,
yeah. Obviously, you guys, you put a lot of humor and flair in your outfits. You don't have to worry about the clothes wrinkling, do you, as you travel, all that polyester?
Polyester travels well.
Yes. But you are all accomplished musicians. And
We'd like to think so.
But there's a lot that goes into that, and to be sustainable, and you guys definitely are.
The great thing about the music that we play is that we've carved out this niche because the music is very difficult to execute. So there are a lot of other bands that try to dress up in the 70s polyester but can't necessarily pull off the musicianship. So that's kind of the secret to our sauce.
And they're right back to the deep fryers.
And maybe that is probably what is the lasting allure of the songs from the 70s. Like I said, they were kind of scoffed at back at the time. It's just like songs that you just went out on your boat to listen to, that kind of thing. But there really is a lot of nuances in the language, the words, and the rhythm as well.
A lot of craft.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
a lot of craft in those songs.
There was a lot of money in the 70s going in the music industry so they could afford literally the best musicians in the country to kind of come and play on these records.
Steely Dan probably being the...
Kind of the quintessential studio band that didn't know that.
And what is it like to see the reaction from the different ages that come to your shows as well?
That's great.
We call it cool with the parents, cool with the friends.
Yep.
It's hard to believe that any of you guys were old enough in the 70s to remember any of these songs, but I know some of you have little kids, too, huh?
You'd be surprised.
Yeah. Speak for yourself. You look really young on the radio.
Exactly. It does you all well. And you are touring, too, so you guys get around as well, so to speak. Obviously, we're going to be able to see you at the Vogue tonight. Where else might people be able to catch you and your website as well?
We were at the Bird last night, but tomorrow we're flying out to do a week-long gig in Vegas. And then we're in San Diego and Buffalo, Niagara Falls. I think we're back in Indiana, though, this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe the Mallow Run Winery. We're doing an event in Columbus this summer or this fall.
Yeah, Mallow Run Winery is on August 1st, I believe.
Yeah.
All of our dates would be on our website.
PleaseRock.com. We're also on the Twitter, the Facebook, the Instagram.
Yeah, you guys, you have a great following, and we appreciate you stopping in this our little small studio this afternoon. You want to play us a song to go out on this afternoon, and everybody else can head to the Vogue and try to get tickets. The doors open at 8. They hit the stage at 9.
We're the Yacht Rock Review, for those of you who haven't caught that yet. And wherever we are, it's always 78 and sunny. Here's a little song we wrote about it.
Little light shining through the window.
Gentlemen of the Yacht Rock Review from Atlanta, Georgia. Smooth sailing, guys. Thanks for stopping in.
Thank you.
Stay smooth.